The Boyfriend, written by Freda McFadden, performed by Adam Blandford and Victoria Connolly.
Prologue. Before. Tom. I am desperately, painfully, completely, and stupidly in love. Her name is Daisy. We met when we were 4 years old. I've been in love with the girl since age 4. That's how pathetic I am. I saw her at the playground feeding bits of her sandwich to the hungry squirrels, and all I could think was that I had never met any living creature as beautiful or as kind as Daisy Driscoll, and I was gone. For a long time, I didn't tell her how I felt. I couldn't. It seemed impossible that this angel with golden hair and pale blue eyes and skin like the porcelain of our bathroom sink could ever feel a tenth of what I felt for her, so there was no point in trying. But lately, that's changed. Lately, Daisy has been letting me walk her home from school. If I'm lucky, she lets me hold her hand, and she gives me that secret little smile on her cherry red lips that makes my knees weak. I'm starting to think she might want me to kiss her. But I'm scared. I'm scared that if I tried to kiss her, she would slap me across the face. I'm scared that if I told her how I really feel, she would look at me in sympathy and tell me she doesn't feel the same way. I'm scared she might never let me walk her home again. But that's not what I'm most scared of. What I am most scared of is that if I lean in to kiss Daisy, she will let me do it. I'm scared that she will agree to be my girlfriend. I'm scared that she will allow me into her bedroom when her parents aren't home, so that we can finally be alone together. And I'm terrified that the moment I get her alone, I will wrap my fingers around her pretty white neck and squeeze the life out of her.
Chapter 1. Present Day. Sydney. Who is this man and what has he done with my date? I'm supposed to be meeting a man named Kevin for dinner tonight at 8 o'clock. Well, it was supposed to be drinks at 6 o'clock. Drinks are easier to escape from. But Kevin messaged me through the Cinch dating app that he was running late at work, and could we push it to dinner at 8? Against my better judgment, I said yes. But Kevin seemed really nice when we were texting, and in his photos, he was cute. Really cute. He had this boyish smile with a twinkle in his eye, and his light brown hair was adorably messy as it fell over his forehead. He looked like a young Matt Damon. I've been on a lot of bad dates through Cinch, but I was cautiously optimistic about this one. I even arrived early at the restaurant, and I have spent the last 10 minutes eagerly waiting at the bar for him to arrive.
Sydney?
The man standing before me asks.
Yes?
I stare at the man, waiting for him to tell me that Kevin was killed in a tragic taxi accident on the way to our date, because this guy is definitely not Kevin. But instead, he sticks out his hand.
I'm Kevin, he says.
I don't budge from my bar stool. You are? Okay, let's be real here. Nobody looks as good in real life as their dating app photos. I mean, if you're looking to score a date, you're not going to snap a photo of yourself when you're rolling out of bed with a hangover. You're going to doll yourself up, take about 50 different shots from every conceivable angle, and with a dozen lighting options, and you're going to pick the very best one. That's just good sense. And hey, maybe that one perfect photo was taken 10 years ago. I don't agree with this logic, but I understand why people do it. But this guy? There's no way he is the same man as in his Cinch profile. Not 10 years ago, not ever. I just don't believe it. Even though it's an obnoxious move, I grab my phone from my purse and bring up the app right in front of him. I compare the boyishly handsome man in the photo to the man standing in front of me. Yeah. Nope. My date for the evening is at least 10 years older than the guy in the photo, and bone thin,
bordering on gaunt. I think his eye color is different, too. His blonde hair is badly receding, but what's left of it is long and pulled back into an unkempt ponytail.